Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. If you have our little April devotional guide, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 through 11 is what we'll be looking at today. I will not read all 11 verses, but if there's one thing as far as a pastor, as far as a team member, as part of being the family of BFC, spiritual gifts are exciting for me because it just gives us an opportunity as a family to be able to serve and to be together and really to function well. Is that we need everyone's spiritual gift as a body. We know they've been assigned to us by the Holy Spirit for our church family, for our community, for our country, for our world, that God would use the giftedness that He's deposited inside of us by the Holy Spirit for whatever that might be. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There's a variety of services, but the same Lord. There's a variety of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit by a common good. For to one is given the Spirit of utterance, of wisdom, and to utterance knowledge, and to that same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the one Spirit, to another the work of the miracles, to another prophecy, to another to be able to distinguish between the spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Cool verse here, verse 11. All of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who appropriates to each one individually as He wills. Pretty clear there that not every believer is going to have all the spiritual gifts. There's going to be some that have more spiritual gifts than others. Why? Because that's what the Holy Spirit's appropriated for that church family, for that person, as that person serves. So that's kind of fun to think about different spiritual gifts as far as, you know, well, Billy Graham had this gift and Jack Wurtson had that gift. And sometimes those individuals get elevated higher because, well, look at the magnitude of ministry. And then you could have a pastor shepherd gift and given to a pastor in a small community in Alabama. And that person has faithfully served the Lord just like Billy Graham or just like Jack Wurtz or just like whoever might be one of your heroes that you think is going to get a better location, better seat, bigger house when it comes to eternity. But we as a tendency to say, oh, yeah, this one, nope. The Holy Spirit gives gifts, appropriate each one as He wills. So I'm not sure what your spiritual gift is. There's a lot of different opportunities for you to be able to take a spiritual gift test. That's kind of fun, too, just to be able to see where you might be. But what we know is that the Holy Spirit has given you a gift. What's so cool is if you're part of our church family, that gift was given for us, not for you, but for us, to help grow our family, to be one members as we continue on. We'll be in 14 by next Friday, so we're not walking all the way through. But I'm going to get to see the importance of a family of God and what does the gospel do and how is it affiliated and how does that go forward as we watch our church family grow, the health of our church family, people getting saved because some people are more involved in the spiritual gift of evangelism. So it's just neat to be able to think about Friday as you look through 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 through 11, and as you do it for our family. We long for you. We encourage you to use the spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit has given to you for us, for the edification of our church family. So please use that gift in our family. Please get involved. Please serve where you're gifted. So Jesus, thank you for the opportunity that we have coming off Easter weekend, celebrating that you're alive to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we work through our little April devotional guide and spiritual gifts. May the gifts that have been given to us through your Holy Spirit, may we use them well. No matter what they are, may we use them for your glory. We love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on our Let's Talk. You have a great Friday.